Download the Domain app and know property price estimates trusted by the banks. So you don't have to trust your friend who's always on the money. Except when it comes to actual money. Domain. Know what we know.
On the line now, returning to our top story, is Rebecca Davis, who's a journalist and digital editor at Australia, Israel and Jewish Affairs Council. And I wanted to get her on. I've spoken to Beck a number of times on this program in the past. Just this reaction to a group of Jewish boys who we now know, after speaking to one of the fathers, Chaim, they were studying at night and they're walking home. This is something all of our children in Melbourne should be able to do in a small group and do so safely without being subject to, firstly, vile racist abuse, but secondly, have a ute attempted to mow you down in the street, mow your children down simply because these kids look Jewish. It's disgraceful. Beck, thanks for being on the program.
Jackie, thanks so much for having me.
Okay, so I guess firstly, your reaction and the reaction of the broader community when you see footage like this.
I don't know where to start, Jackie. I feel like I'm having the same conversation on repeat, and I have done over the past 2 years. I remember speaking to you very soon, actually, after October 7, and we already saw an uptick in anti-Semitism in all our communities in Melbourne, Sydney. We saw what happened on the steps of the Opera House. And unfortunately, that anti-Semitism has been allowed to fester in every area of our society, from our streets, protests that have gone unchecked, hate speech incitement, our universities and the health system, unions, media, social media, arts, businesses, the left, right, Islamist extremism. You've had it every angle. And when you have that sentiment being allowed to just fester over a period of time, you start to see that those words turn into action. And obviously we saw the horror that unfolded in Bondi, but we've seen incidents like this on our very streets in Melbourne. So when I see this again, I'm again horrified, but it's another day of being a Jewish Australian, and it pains me so much to say that.
Did you, when you were younger, growing up here, did you experience this? Because I find this incident particularly confronting, because we're talking about quite young teenagers just going about their business.
Yeah. So I guess my story is a little bit different, Jackie. I actually grew up, I was in rural New South Wales for part of my childhood. I was the only Jewish person, and we only received love from our small community. And regional Victoria, I grew up for a lot of my my young years in Bendigo. Again, the only Jewish person there, my family. I guess in those experiences, I was certainly aware of anti-Semitism was something I encountered more on a kind of microaggression level, or just little comments here and there. Nothing like what we've seen in the last 2 years. You know, as a journalist myself, it's something I've covered. You know, I used to be at the Australian Jewish News, and I did big stories about anti-Semitism in our state schools a few years ago. But what we've seen in the last 2 years and how it's manifested in violence is something I think that is not just confronting to the Jewish community here, but it should be confronting to every Australian, obviously.
And so I guess what is the sentiment then amongst parents and amongst community members? Like Chaim was just saying then that he's the son of Holocaust people who survived the Holocaust, and his parents and these are the grandchildren of those people. So do you actually encounter Jewish community members now saying to you, I don't want to live here anymore?
I've heard that. I've heard that since October 7 steadily. I've known of people who've decided, I mean, it seems like a crazy idea that people from what we've always been so proud to be Australian and the safety of what we call being home in Australia. I've heard of Australians immigrating to Israel because they feel safer there. Now, this is a country that's been fighting a multi-war, multi-front war, feeling safer there. And even when I've been there post October 7 as a journalist, I've had Israelis turn around to me and say, are you okay? We're so sorry what's happening in your country. So on an international level, it's even recognised. What we're seeing in Australia is kind of as bad as it gets. But I think that in terms of how the community is feeling, yes, there are some people that feel that are entertaining that option. But there's a lot of us, Jackie, how we feel exhausted, there's fear, but at the same time, we're a very strong, we're a very resilient community, and we're not separate from the Australian community. Our story is part of the Australian story and vice versa. And, you know, my own story, my first Jewish family member came to this country for the gold rush in 1850s, like so many others. You know, so we're a part of this story, and we want to see real and meaningful action across, you know, state and federal governments to ensure that our community is safe, like every other community and every other people living in our great country should be.
And do you think there's a particular problem in Melbourne when it comes to the youth of Melbourne? Like I found that there is an undercurrent almost here of, in particular, young people who are willing to use these terms and think it's almost a joke.
Yeah, yeah, I think so. And I think if you look at the way in which, as I originally said, the way in which this hate has been allowed to fester over the last couple of years, and you see that, I mean, we've seen how our streets, our city streets have been taken over. Now, you don't have to be Jewish to not feel safe going, taking your family in to the streets of Melbourne on a weekend. And that's when those words have been allowed to fester and people feel unsafe, and it's obviously had an impact on our economy and our business as well, our businesses. It words, we know, and if anyone knows anything about history, they have consequences. You don't get to put that sentiment into the world without it turning into action, and that's what we're seeing. And again, we're seeing this. So unfortunately, when I got notification of this specific incident, there's a part of you know, you feel that sinking feeling in your stomach, and there's another part of you that's like, oh, it's another day. Like this is what we deal with now. This is what you have to think about when you, and if I can put it in really basic terms, Jackie, the Friday after Bondi happened, you know, a lot of Jewish people, not everyone is religious, but they might observe some traditions, right? So on a Friday night, you have your traditional Shabbat dinner, a lot of people do. Now, my mum went off to go to a Jewish bakery on that Friday to go and get our traditional bread that we'd always have, really yummy, like kind of sweet bread. And when I said goodbye to her, I then burst into tears because I thought, what does that mean? Like, you understand what I'm saying? What does that mean for my mum just to go as a Jewish woman to a Jewish bakery to go and get bread, which we do every week? Is she going to be a target? And no one in our community should have to think like that. You know, Greeks that go shopping in Oakley, they shouldn't have to think, am I going to be targeted because I'm a Greek Australian, or Chinese shopping in Box Hill? Like, that's not Australia.
No, it's not. I'm so sorry. That is Rebecca Davis, a journalist and digital editor at the Australia, Israel and Jewish Affairs Council. Really appreciate your time.
Download the Domain app and know property price estimates trusted by the banks. So you don't have to trust your friend who's always on the money, except when it comes to actual money. Domain, know what we know.